Hello.
Good morning, I'm Clean.
You're Clean, that's good. Clean Dog.
Hello. Are you clean?
No, I wasn't taking a shower, dude.
does that mean you're dirty?
Well, I mean, I'm not all that dirty either, but... I'm not freshly pink out of shower either.
Are you ready? Ooh. Are you ready to make French toast?
Okay, dude, hold on one second. Hello.
Hi. What was that? This is hands free?
Yeah. And now I have to get out of bed.
The sound quality is much better on hands-free. It was kind of fuzzy and a little bit actually probably too loud. And I just discovered my cinnamon.
You did.
This might be where that strange, yogurt smell is coming from.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's the little Tupperware that had the spices, and probably most suspect is the, yeah, that's probably what it is, the aged and dried bonito flakes. Yeah, I think they're gonna go in the trash.
Do you think I need twigs if I'm just making it for me?
You could... I don't know. You could do one egg and then see. I've never made it with just one egg.
You never made it with just one
egg. I mean, yeah, you could try. You could try. You can always try. cinnamon. Cinnamon. Okay, we've got the cinnamon. No, where in the hell are... is the flat bowl. It's kind of crazy trying to find everything in this completely disorganized state. I know where one of the flat bowls is. Nope, I was wrong. Yes, I was right. Okay, we got one. Still a little coffee.
Hey, dude.
Hi. Yeah?
Baby, I miss you.
Oh. I miss you, too. Is your bubble scrubbing? Oh, I thought they were... the wrong thing.
I think paradoxically I miss you more the closer I am to moving there.
Oh, that's funny. No, I haven't gotten there yet. I've got a handicap, and that's that I have to find everything.
I don't know where all your ingredients are.
I don't know where. I know where the ingredients, most of the ingredients I know where they are because they're in the fridge because I had to go get them yesterday. Ow, ow, that's hot, ow. I don't know where my apparati are.
Oh, you know where your, frying pan and spatula and stuff?
I found my frying pan. And I just found my bowl, but I had to wash it. Excuse me. Getting over this cold.
Oh no. Flying soy sauce.
Flying soy sauce? There's no soy sauce in The French toast.
French toast.
No French toast soy sauce.
The sugar was behind the soy sauce in my cabinet.
That is wrong. No.
No. No.
Where the hell is the spatula? Spatula. It's fine. I can do it with a fork. I have many forks.
Remember French toast is the first. You made me French toast the first time you stayed over at my house.
I know. I remember that. There was nothing in the house, and you played it off really well as if that was an anomaly.
But actually, it's like pretty normal for there to be no food in my house.
Uh-huh.
I'm better now.
I know. I have reformed you.
You've reformed me.
I have reformed you. I have inspired you. I would like to think maybe it's more an inspiration and less a reformation.
I think it's partly that I don't live walking distance from the Earth Cafe anymore. Like, honestly, it was just...
I got the wrong soy milk.
What do you mean?
I got light vanilla soy milk. Oh, God, I have to drink a half gallon of that.
It might be fine.
The light probably isn't so bad. Vanilla is just, I don't like that idea.
You don't like vanilla?
No, I don't like vanilla soy milk.
It's a little too sweet in cereal, I think.
Yeah, it's way too sweet in cereal.
I don't know what happened. I thought I had other bread. Oh, well, I remember. No, I don't. I'm going to have, I guess I'm having uber healthy French toast.
What bread do you have?
It's not very good French toast bread. Like super healthy multi-grain like cardboard bread.
Cardboard bread. It's cardboard. It's not going to soak up much of the egg.
I know. It is what there is. So.
Mhm. Nowhere. I don't know if I have any sugar. Yeah, I'm going to have kind of imperfect French toast as well.
Mm-hmm. I think the best, my favorite French toast bread is like, to make it with Hawaiian bread.
Oh, wow. That might be too sweet. My favorite, which I'm enacting right now, is to make it with challah. This is an interesting act of imperfection. I just realized that I don't have butter, nor do I have olive oil. No.
You're going to have some scrubbing too.
Well, it's got non-stick. So it shouldn't be too bad. Oh, there's my spatula. Okay.
for a minute.
What did you say?
I said I'm going to let that bread sit there for a second because it's pretty dense.
I have a lot of things I need to get at the store yet.
Mm-hmm.
Butter, olive oil.
Mm-hmm. All those, like, yeah, that's true. I find you're like, when you move, there are like a couple, or when you move and it's either long distance or there's like a pause in between your moving where you're staying for something temporary, there, like, you wind up without any, like, kind of, staples, like flour and sugar and, you know, whatever, all that stuff, and also without any cleaning supplies.
Yeah, I did most of the cleaning supplies yesterday at the 99-cent store when I was in Greenpoint. I got, like, sponges and paper towels and toilet paper and dish soap. I've got to go get, like, some good, like, Lysol kind of stuff yet, but yeah, but definitely need to go get the butter and olive oil. Totally slipped my mind. I got lots of vegetables and fruits at the green grocer, and then I got like an ample supply of fake meat products.
I'm gonna have blueberries and bananas on top of my fridge.
I'm going to have bananas and strawberries. Where are the strawberries? Ooh, I can have kiwis. I got kiwis.
Kiwis?
I got kiwis at the green grocery. They were cheap.
Funny, kiwi is one of those things like I used to eat all the time when I lived in Illinois, you know? Uh-huh. And then, like, I never buy kiwi in California.
You don't see them in California all
the
time.
They don't sell them here, do they? Like, really?
No, I don't know why. I used to eat them all the time in Portland. And that was my thought. I was like, I used to eat this all the time. How come I don't eat it anymore? I'm going to get
I don't think I've ever eaten a kiwi in California.
I've never eaten kiwi in California. And they don't put
I've never eaten a kiwi in California. Do they not sell them here for some weird reason?
You don't find them very often. They sell them sometimes at Bond's, I found. I remember seeing them, like, up in Valencia. But not that frequently. And, like, I don't see them down in L.A. proper. It's really weird. And more interestingly, they never put them in anything you get in a restaurant. It's not part of, you know, the California cuisine.
No, not at all.
Which is weird.
Funny. Like, yeah, kiwi was like, I would just eat them all the time. Like, kiwi and strawberry is like all in the Midwest, but not here.
Despite the fact that I have no butter or olive oil. Things are progressing okay here. Where's a plate? Here. there's a plate. Oh, it's snowing already.
It's snowing?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I guess it's already almost afternoon.
What time do you have to be at work?
Pretty soon, actually. I just kind of panicked a little bit. I have to be there at 1:30. There's enough. I have enough time. It was just the realization that it was officially time to get into going to work mode. Like, start thinking about all the things I have to do. Like, making lunch and stuff.
I'm very glad I don't have to go to work today.
Oh! Shit.
What happened?
My spatula did a backflip off of the counter.
Today, I always think about French toast as being something that takes a long time to make, but really it doesn't at all.
Oh, it's so fast. It's really fast, and they just kind of, they do their thing while you're taking care of, you know, either cleaning up or getting fruit ready. This is the first time I've cut open a kiwi in years. I don't understand why.
I feel like I want to investigate this, like, what, the absence of kiwi in California, why, you know? Like, I just can't recall ever seeing them here, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's really weird.
It's super weird. Where did I park? Okay, yeah, no. I was just trying to remember. I was like, where did I park the car? And is it legal for today? But the parking restrictions are on Wednesday, Friday night. Now I'm going to make some espresso.
Some crack.
I haven't been drinking very often lately, but for some reason today.
You haven't been?
Yeah. No.
How have you been having headaches?
No, I think I just stopped drinking when I was really sick.
Oh, and you just went through all the withdrawal symptoms and confused them with your sickness.
Yeah, I think so.
That's one way to do it.
I love coffee. I don't want to quit.
No. It's just sometimes you can use that as a moment to scale back.
Yeah, that's true. I just really want one a day in the morning. You know.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I think my caffeine mania this fall was not a good thing. It was highly protective for me, but not very healthy. But
how's your French toast coming along?
It's done. It's done.
You're done?
Yeah. It's done. I already had.
What'd you say?
I'm making my coffee.
Oh, okay. Mine is just finished. Mine is just finished. And I'm about to sit down to be ready to eat it. You are.
Hi, Pepper.
Hi.
finish yours already?
Yeah, I'm putting it on the table.
I'm gonna pause and hang up and take picture. and then call you back. You take picture too, okay?
Okay. You're funny. Okay.
Right. Wait. You there?
Yeah.
I'm gonna pause, and I want you to send me the picture, and I'll send you the picture because I want to see what you're eating while you're eating it.
Okay.
Okay,
bye.
Okay, bye. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I like your picture.
I didn't get yours yet.
Oh, you didn't? I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'll just get it later.
I sent mine first, so I thought that maybe I misunderstand the way these things work.
Who the hell knows, man? It's all bouncing off. Towers and satellites. And
do you want to hang up and call me back when you get it?
No, it's okay, dude. I'll see you later.
Okay. I like that you put the bananas on top of the blueberries. It kind of looks like an Andy Warhol flower painting.
French toast.
So weird that it was. I was wearing a t-shirt yesterday. 60 degrees, I was wearing a t-shirt. And now it's snowing.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. Well, such is life in a place where there's actually weather.
Mm-hmm. I guess I spent 3 years in a place where there really was no weather. It was either, well, I guess let me rephrase that. It was idyllic 97% of the time, and 3% of the time it was dangerous.
Yeah, that's right. I know, I remember actually when I first moved here, but for about the first month, I had this giant window right in my bedroom, you know, like right by my bed, and every morning I would like look out the window and ask myself, oh, I wonder what the weather's like today, and then I realized it was always the same.
Mm-hmm.
It never changed. It was a silly question to be asking myself.
Mm-hmm. It only changed if, like, you were actually in danger for your life and limbs.
French toast looks better than it tastes.
Oh, and somebody has granola bread.
I know. I wasn't enjoying the bread anyway, period. This particular kind,
I wonder if it's sticking.
Huh?
I wonder if the snow is sticking. I should give myself some extra time to get to school.
I think my stovetop espresso is happening. Yes, it is. It's so funny how this thing works.
Which one?
My stovetop espresso maker.
How does it work?
Well, there are just these, you know, two compartments in the that are sealed in between them, kind of, you know? And the bottom one contains, you put the water in the bottom one.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, like, a little thing that holds the espresso,
uh-huh.
kind of perforated thing, and then there's like, one little tube that comes up out of the bottom, kind of through the espresso, right? So, mm-hmm. basically, like, when the water heats up on the stove and it boils, there's only one place for it to go, and that's up. So it all goes up through the espresso and up into the top container. So, the way that it's set up is that it can only move in one, the water, you know, it can only move in one direction.
Right.
It can't sink back down if it cools down or something like that. So, but it just happens really suddenly. It's like, you know, there's nothing in the top compartment, and then all of a sudden, everything just bubbles up to the top. All at once.
That's funny. So it goes up as steam, though, right?
I don't know. I guess so.
It's funny that the steam could turn into espresso steam.
I don't really know, dude.
You know, like, could it, yeah, that's funny. I guess I don't understand enough about it, but.
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, your typical espresso machine kind of does the same thing, but it goes down, you know?
Right.
Like, the hot water goes down through the perforated, like, thing holding the espresso.
But the difference is that in the other machine, the hot water is pressurized and heated really hot. So it's boiling pressurized water or something like that. Steaming pressurized.
Right. Yeah, no, I think this is pressure, too, because it's, like, in a sealed, it's, like, starts boiling in a sealed container, and it's the pressure that forces the water up through into the top container.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I was thinking it was like boiling the water off, and the steam was going up into the.
No, it's like because it expands. You know, once any of it starts to boil, the pressure becomes too great, and then it all like.
And when it boils, like the air comes out of the water. Is that what happens? No.
Well, no. It's like the water. The water all goes up into the top compartment, and it's just air or steam or whatever in the bottom.
Why does? Okay, I get it.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Slowly, it makes sense.
Anyway, I want to get a bigger one of these things. This one's perfect for making it just for me. Hey, dude.
Hi. Roar.
Roar.
Is there a kitty cat on the other end of the phone?
Yeah.
Is her name Julia?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Large pink human kitty cat.
Large what human kitty cat?
Pink. Normal time for me to be up.
Yeah. 9:05. Yeah, it's now time that the people are there to make your phone calls to, huh?
I'm sorry?
It's now time that people are actually at work.
Yeah, I know. It sucks. It means I have to make phone calls. I don't want to make when I
have to talk to you. No, sorry.
Phone calls don't want to make.
So I did the funniest thing. at the 99 cent store. Two things, I didn't look closely enough and I got the wrong thing. I've done this before. It wasn't really in the 99 cent store so much as just buying and not really paying attention. I just grabbed the Ziploc bags, right? They are 6.5 inches by 3.25 inches. They're those preposterous snack size bags.
Oh, I see.
Not sandwich size bags.
No, they're like half size?
Half size.
Uh-huh.
Preposterous size. Mm-hmm. Mm. It's a good thing that I have so much Tupperware from living in a roach-infested apartment. So I can put my sandwiches in my Tupperware.
That's right.
Because they're not going to fit in those 3.5-inch Ziploc bags. No, no, no. No way, Jose.
I'm gonna let you go because I have to make some of these phone calls.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Thank you for having French toast with me.
You're welcome. It was very nice.
Sorry I couldn't really make it for you.
That's okay, dude.
Oh, God, it's really starting to snow. Okay, dude, I love you.
Okay, dude, I love you too. All right, talk to you later.
I will probably be inside most of the day working on this stuff.
Oh, okay. All right.
Inside the concrete and steel bunker.
Concrete and steel bunker. All right. Well, I'll call you when you're off.
Okay.
I'm going to be in yoga and stuff anyway.
Okay, so. You have good yoga.
Okay, dude.
Love you.
Bye, Benny.
Bye.
Bye.